Hello, my loves. This is module 6. I can't believe how quickly this has flown past. And I'm so excited to get into Kindness is the New Badass, because we see so much of this attitude, I think is the best word for it, in the industry, with people, you know, leaders, gurus telling us, you know, just to believe in ourselves and just to be a badass, and how awesome it is to be badass and get paid, and it's a very masculine energy, and there is nothing wrong with masculine energy. I just want to say that up front. But there is this kind of correlation with the badass being actually a bit of a bitch. And the problem with that is that it leads to us being quite closed off emotionally. It leads to us, it really leads to us shutting down the feminine part of ourselves, and actually becoming quite judgy and quite irritated by anybody who doesn't want to work with us, and you know, anything like that just tends to trigger up all of the feminine stuff inside, and we don't want that, so we're just badasses, and we don't want to be messed around, and we don't want to jump on a call with somebody who's going to waste our time. You know, as if anything could ever really be a waste of your time, as if any connection could ever really be a waste of your time. And so I really want to start leaning into some kindness, because do you know what? It's just a nicer way to exist, apart from anything else. And specifically, it's about really tapping into our emotions, our own emotions, and the emotions of the people that we are going to work with, that we desire to work with, that we desire to collaborate with on the amazing life-changing, world-changing journey that is their life. And be really clear on this. Whenever you are helping somebody to fulfill their purpose, they in turn are helping you to fulfill your purpose. That's just how these things work. And so that's why it's so important to be able to really connect with people on this deeper level. And you know, very often we don't realize when we have like barriers to connecting with people, because we think, you know, I want to connect with people, I love people, I enjoy being around people, I like spending time with people, you know, I wish I had more people in my life. Even when we're out actively pursuing having more people in our lives, if we find that we aren't creating the relationships that we desire, or the depth of relationships that we desire, very often it's because we're holding on to very old programming, and I'm talking very old, like really young childhood programming, that it's not safe to be in really deep relationships. And seriously, it can take years to uncover where that root comes from. But the starting point is to really begin opening your heart to the fact that people are good, and that there may be some safety in those relationships, even if it doesn't feel particularly safe, or maybe it does feel safe and you're not really recognizing what's happening there. But from a starting point, let's really begin to open our hearts, at least to the possibility that actually coming from love is the only way to really connect with people and really create world-changing impact. And I'm going to start this module with the real reason that no is never about the money. And you will have heard this from, you know, from system coaches, business coach type people, over and over. I would imagine I certainly have, and I've certainly peddled it for a long, long time, that the reason no is never about the money is because when people say, you know, I can't afford it, it's actually just that they don't see the value in your work. That's basically what we've been taught by the system. If people say no to you, like they can't afford it, or, you know, any other kind of excuses, it's because they don't see the value in your work, or because they have other excuses going on as well. It's not entirely true. Yes, certainly, if there is no value in your work, or if somebody can't see the value in your work, then they're unlikely to pay you, because that wouldn't make any sense to them. Equally, it's unlikely that somebody who can't see the value in your work would even bother to reach out to you, would even bother to get on a call with you or be in your inbox or whatever, you know, however your people connect with you. The real reason that no, particularly when we get into this more transformational work, that is around, that is this non-linear journey that we've already talked about, rather than this like direct, I invest 5K today, I make 20K by the end of the month. You know, that's very easy, logical decision to make. And the difference between that, as we've already talked about, versus the transformational, is that the real reason people say no to the transformational, it's not even that they don't understand it, because if they're not getting an understanding of, if they don't understand it enough to say yes, again, they likely won't even end up in your inbox in the first place. It's actually because they need to feel that connection and that alignment. And that connection and alignment happens through the limbic system. Now, I've mentioned this a few times throughout this program, but I want you to really get clear on the fact that we have two distinctly different, I mean, we have many distinctly different parts of our brains, and I'm not a scientist, but there is our conscious, logical, decision-making part of our brain that is very, very easy to understand and access. It is the thing that makes logical decisions. It's the thing that helps us to speak and communicate. It's the language centers. This is the part of the brain that can actually think through, you know, I want to get X result. This person is offering me this thing which creates X result. It is the thing that is very linear. It is the thing that can make very, very logical decisions based on very, very logical, you know, logical information. It's the thing that analyzes the data. When it comes to this less linear, more transformational work, it really becomes a case of tapping into the other part of the brain, which is the limbic system, the limbic part of the brain. And this is much more, this is like what you will hear referred to as like the lizard brain. It's like your oldest programming. And when I say oldest, I mean like generationally oldest. It is that part of the brain that is designed to keep us alive. And it is the part of the brain, it doesn't have language, which is why very often you'll hear somebody say that they can't afford it. And then they can't actually, they'll say they can't afford it or give you some kind of excuse. And they can't actually put real logical language to why the thing feels wrong. It just feels wrong. And so they put these logical answers to why they can't go ahead, because they can't find the language to explain what is going on in the limbic system, because they don't understand it. But what the limbic system does is it creates gut reaction. It creates feeling in the body. And it is that feeling in the body, that old, you know, caveman feel in the body that tells us that something just isn't right. We can't put language to that. We don't know why something just isn't right. We just know that it just doesn't feel right. And this is the thing that makes people say no to something even when they want it. So you can have the best marketing in the world. You can have the best transformational offer in the world with the best marketing in the world. You can be saying all the right things. The person who wants it can be sitting there going, oh my God, this sounds amazing. This sounds like exactly what I need. This is exactly the kind of relationship I want to have with, you know, with a person who is helping me to create whatever it is they're helping me to create. This all sounds like exactly what I want. And yet, that's the logical part speaking, in connection with the soul desire. And yet, if the limbic system feels like it's off, then they're kind of going, you know, I really want it. It really feels right. It really feels good. But then there's just something that just doesn't quite feel right. And the thing that doesn't feel right comes from you. It comes from any energy, any perceptions, any lack inside of you in terms of what you know and believe and have certainty that you can deliver for your clients. And this is why transformational coaches and transformational impact makers of all kinds, this is why they typically struggle to sell their work much more than transactional people, because they can't compete really on cost, because what they do isn't comparable to what other people are doing. They can't compete on like the amount of time they give, because they have to have a lot of space to create the right environment for the wisdom and the insights to come through. They can't compete on like bonuses and stuff, because they don't have systems and strategies that they can do cheat sheets and all the kinds of things. So they're not in a position to be able to compete, which is actually great. It's actually really liberating, as we've talked about before. And yet, if there is doubt, and this is not to say that you can't have any doubt ever and you will never make a sale, that's ridiculous. Of course we have doubt. But if there is like big pieces of doubt, if there are big pockets of doubt within you about whether you can deliver this thing, about how excited you are to deliver this thing, about the results that this delivery will create, about whether it's a good use of people's money to invest with you, if there is any or if there is any doubt around whether it's safe to be in these intimate relationships with these people, all of these kinds of things create an energy mismatch. And so what happens is what you wind up putting out into the world, while you might be saying exactly the right words, the energy, the emotion underneath it creates a mismatch. And while you might look at the words and think, well, I'm not picking up any mismatch, like those words look perfect, if the energy beneath them is not in the right, you know, at least in the right ballpark, then the words you wind up choosing will end up landing with the limbic system that's going, no. On the flip side, when the energy and the emotions are in that really good place of like, this is such incredible work. This is going to make such a difference. This is so amazing. This is going to impact people so massively. When the energy and the emotions and the excitement, I'm really excited to deliver this thing, when these things come together, the words become less important, because the energy that's driving them is so spot on that you just pick the right words without even thinking about it. This is also why people, when people are agonizing over saying the right thing, you know, digging out the thesaurus and looking for the right words to use all the time and thinking about how they'll be perceived rather than what they want to express, this is when the message fails to connect, because the passion and the excitement and the energy and the belief aren't there. Instead, they're replaced with this desire to come over a certain way, say the right thing, be professional, and so on and so forth. And that's when you get this mismatch. And the mismatch is communicated through the marketing, through the messaging, but not in a way that that your conscious brain can identify, only in a way that the limbic brain understands. And so this is why it's so important to recognize that no is never about the money. No is about the limbic system feeling like things are misaligned. And it doesn't just have to be money excuses. It can be all kinds of excuses, but it's people basically putting an excuse on something because they can't make sense of why it doesn't feel right. They just know on an emotional, energetic level, they just they just know, they get that gut feeling created by the limbic system. And that is why it's so important to recognize that transformational, I mean, we've already talked about how transformational selling is different, but this is like really the crux of the matter when it comes down to why it is so important that you have the energy and the emotions and the belief in the right place. And you don't get that you don't get that from affirmations and like trying to convince yourself to believe something else. You get that from diving into why you don't feel like that, from a real curiosity perspective, and really exploring where the energy is like, ooh, that doesn't feel like, where it doesn't feel right in you. Because when you figure out where it doesn't feel right in you, you can recognize it, witness it, allow it to be, and then start reprogramming the stories around it so that you can really get in alignment with the fact that what you are offering is literally the most incredible thing ever. Okay, so let us move on to the next training.